Emotional intelligence is your ability to recognize and understand emotions in yourself and others, and your ability to use this awareness to manage your behavior and relationships. It's also critical to your success. Consider the following. 90% of all high performers are also high in EQ compared to 20% of low performers. EQ accounts for 58% of performance in all types of jobs. People with high EQ make $29,000 more than people with low EQ on average. EQ point increases are highly correlated with salary, $1,300 increase per point. And finally, you can improve your EQ with effort, something you cannot do with IQ. In spite of all this, our understanding of our emotions and how to use them is so bad that only 36% of people are able to accurately identify their own emotions while they are happening. Emotional Intelligence 2.0 is your guidebook to leveraging emotions to create more success in your life. Let's get started. What EQ is? There are four elements to EQ. Number one is self-awareness. Self-awareness is your ability to accurately perceive your own emotions in the moment and understand your tendencies across specific situations. It requires the ability to tolerate discomfort by exploring feelings that may be negative. Number two, self-management is your ability to use your awareness of your emotions to stay flexible and direct your behavior positively. This means that you have the ability to manage your emotional reactions to people and situations. Social awareness is the ability to recognize emotions in other people and understand what is really going on within a situation. This means perceiving what other people are thinking and feeling, even if you don't feel the same way. Listening and observing are key skills. And number four, relationship management is the ability to use your awareness of emotions to successfully manage your interactions both in the moment and over time. Each of these four elements are essential to your success, and the rest of the summary is devoted to strategies you can use to improve in each one. Self-awareness strategies. Facing the truth about yourself can be unsettling. Getting in touch with your emotions takes honesty and courage. Here are some ways you can come to understand yourself better, leading to a stronger self-awareness muscle. Number one, quit treating your feelings as good or bad. You can't understand your emotions if your immediate reaction is to judge them. It also allows the feelings to run their course and then vanish. Number two, observe the ripple effect from your emotions. Consider the impact of your emotional reactions beyond the immediate moment. Number three, lean in to your discomfort. Instead of avoiding a feeling, move towards it and through it. You have the emotion whether you like it or not. Do something productive with it. Number four, feel your emotions physically. When you start to understand the physical reactions that come along with an emotion, you'll get better at identifying them. Number five, know who and what pushes your buttons. Understanding the exact people and situations that set you off, you'll be able to prepare for them and you won't be caught off guard as often. Number six, watch yourself like a hawk. Pay attention to your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors as they happen. This allows you to slow down and process all the information available to you before you act. Number seven, keep a journal about your emotions. Record what events triggered strong emotions and how you responded to them. This will make your tendencies clearer and easier to remember, allowing you to respond differently the next time. Number eight, don't be fooled by a bad mood. A bad mood will overpower all of your emotions, so it's important to recognize when it's happening. Avoid making important decisions in this state. Number nine, don't be fooled by a good mood either. And number 10, stop and ask yourself why you do the things you do. Create the habit of asking yourself why surprising emotions rumbled to the surface. Self-management strategies. Take on one or two of these strategies every week over time, and you'll find yourself developing an increased capacity to deal effectively with your emotions. Number one, breathe right. The next time you're in a stressful situation, focus on taking slow, deep breaths. This will flood your brain with oxygen, allowing you to think right and calm down. Number two, Create an emotion versus reason list. Then ask yourself where your emotions are clouding your judgment and where your reason is ignoring important cues from your emotions. Number 3, make your goals public. Much of self-management comes down to motivation, and you can use the expectations of other people to motivate you. Number 4, count to 10. Sometimes you just need some space to allow your limbic system to calm down. 10 seconds is usually enough. Number 5, sleep on it. Time will bring you clarity and perspective and help you gain control of emotions you know would lead you in the wrong direction. Number 6, talk to a skilled self-manager. Often, other people can help you see things more clearly. Somebody who is a strong self-manager can give you strategies that are working well for them. Number 7, smile and laugh more. Science tells us that smiling makes us happy more so than being happy makes us smile. Basically, we act our way into a new way of thinking rather than thinking our way into a new way of acting. Number 8, set aside time in your day for problem solving. A 15-minute period each day to take time to think will clarify a lot of things for you. Number 9, take control of your self-talk. For instance, instead of thinking, "I always" or "I never," think "sometimes." Or instead of thinking, "I'm an idiot," think, "I made a mistake." And number 10, visualize yourself succeeding. Science tells us that the brain can't tell the difference between visualization and reality. So, you can practice succeeding at managing your emotions from the comfort of your own mind. When it happens for real, you'll be ready. Social awareness strategies. Tuning into other people's emotions as you interact with them will give you a more accurate view of your surroundings, which will allow you to respond in the most appropriate way. Number 1, greet people by name. We are hardwired to respond to our name. It feels good when people hear and remember our name. So, use a person's name at least twice during your first conversation with them. Number 2, watch body language. Instead of just paying attention to the words other people use, pay attention to the visual cues they are giving off. Number 3, make timing everything. Focus on the emotional state of the other person to figure out the right time to bring up what you need to communicate. For instance, don't ask for something from the other person when they are upset. Number 4, develop a back pocket question. There are questions that can bail you out of awkward silence or an uncomfortable moment. It should be something like, "What do you think about blank?" Avoiding hot topic issues like politics or religion. Number 5, don't take notes at meetings. Taking notes means you aren't spending time focusing on the nonverbal and emotional cues other people are communicating. Number 6, plan ahead for social gatherings. Planning what you will do and who you intend to talk to at an event will free you up to be present instead of consumed with thoughts about what to do. Number 7, clear away the clutter. Stop thinking about what you want to say next and have the mindset that you want to learn something from the other person. Number 8, live in the moment. Planning the future and reflecting on the past, the things we do when we're not in the moment, are important, but doing them constantly throughout the day interferes with our ability to experience the present, the only way we can pay attention to emotional cues. Number 9, go on a 15-minute tour. Take 15 minutes each day to walk around and notice the emotional cues other people are giving off. And finally, number 10, watch EQ at the movies. Watch 2 movies and look for body language cues that tell you how the characters are feeling. Relationship management strategies. All great relationships require work. Here are some ways to put in some work that will make all of your relationships better. Number 1, be open and curious. Sharing information about yourself helps make sure you are not misinterpreted. Being interested in other people ensures that you don't misinterpret them. Number 2, enhance your natural communication style. Maybe it's direct, indirect, serious, or entertaining. We all have a natural style of communication. Find ways to enhance it so you get more of what you want in your relationships. Number 3, avoid giving mixed signals. Stay aware of your emotions and make sure that your body language and tone of voice fit the situation and conversation you are having. People trust what they see and hear. Number four, remember the little things that pack a punch. People appreciate hearing thank you, please, and I'm sorry. These words aren't used very often, so they'll have an impact when you use them. Number five, take feedback well. Use your social awareness skills to really hear what is being said. Ask for examples from the other person so you can better understand where they are coming from. Finally, thank them for their willingness to share. Number six, build trust. Identify the relationships in your life that require more trust. Ask those people what needs to happen to build more trust, then listen to their answer. Seven, have an open door policy. Find ways to increase your accessibility to others. People feel valued and respected when they have this access. Number eight, only get mad on purpose. Use anger in ways that can enhance your relationships rather than degrade them. Showing your anger at the right time and in the right amount will actually improve your relationships. Number nine, don't avoid the inevitable. When you find yourself in situations that you don't like, don't avoid it. Find a way, using your now considerable EQ skills, to figure out a way to move forward that works for you and the other person. And number 10, acknowledge the other person's feelings. When you find other people dealing with emotions, acknowledge them and give them the opportunity to communicate them. Listening and then repeating what you heard back to them is a great start. So in conclusion, there you have it. 40 ways you can start improving your EQ to get more of what you want out of life. There are many more strategies in the book, along with a test you can take to measure your EQ. Go out and grab it if you want to become even better.